Okay, it's on.
Huh?
The deal's recording.
Oh, dude. Okay. I always say, tell me when it's on.
Yeah.
And this time I was trying not to say that, but still we're at the same spot.
I want to commend you for not saying it.
No, I'm just saying.
But now it's on.
But I'm not electronically savvy, so just give me like a director when he's starting a show.
What, you got to have a technical degree to watch me push the button that turns it on?
I don't know. I'm just saying
you're sitting in front of it.
I'm just saying like give me a finger, you know, and go or something like that, you know, with the finger, you know, like that'll give me the thumbs up that it's all good, you know? So we're really on.
Hey, everybody. My name's Tommy Woodard, and this is my best friend in the world.
My name is Eddie. You're not kidding around. It's
on. I know it's on.
Welcome to our podcast. Hello, podience.
Hello, our podience.
We've been getting lots of emails saying they like the word podience.
Yes.
And they're a part of our podience, and that makes us happy.
It makes me happy.
It does.
And since it comes out of our mouths, that means we have potty mouths.
That's good. We have been getting some emails from some of you, though, saying stuff like, hey, we listen to your podcast.
Right.
About your podience.
Yeah.
We love it.
And then they say, but you keep repeating yourself.
Yeah.
Then they say
stuff like, we love the, you know, the friendship flashback.
Yeah. And then they also say, we repeat ourselves.
You know, and the drama tips are really good.
And they say, we repeat ourselves.
And we like the funny stories you tell.
And they say, we repeat ourselves.
And we like how you guys banter back and forth.
And they say, we repeat ourselves.
And we love the name Podius.
And we repeat ourselves.
So.
We have.
Yeah, we have a couple of times.
We don't have really...
You sound like Bill Cosby.
We don't have real good memories.
And the memory of our mind is slipping.
The size of a pea.
And we can't seem to put it in the jello pudding pops.
Can't see the darndest thing.
But this is our satisfaction to you today.
Okay? Yes.
This podcast,
yes.
drum roll, please. This podcast is repeat free. Or as the CW television station used to say,
yeah.
It's fresh.
Oh, it's fresh.
It's fresh.
It's fresh. It's so fresh. Do you remember that song?
Hold on. Sing a little bit more.
It's fresh. It's so fresh. That's all I know.
DeBarge?
I was going to go with Kool and the Gang. I think it's a little older than DeBarge.
If you know Fresh So Fresh.
Let us know what it is.
Let us know. Is it Kool and the Gang?
First person who tells us the right answer gets nothing.
Or $1 million.
Or maybe a Skit Guys DVD.
All right.
That's already opened. And quite possibly signed to someone, but we misspelled something.
Like to Willie.
Yes.
But he doesn't have a Y at the end of his name. It's like a...
So it's Will I. He called back and said, my name is Willie. Don't tell me. It's Will I. You didn't spell it right.
Well, let's do what we always do, how we start off our podcast. You know, I like this part of our podcast. This is the part of the podcast where we talk about television
shows. Oh, it is.
And if you don't know anything about us, we love us some TV.
We love us the TV.
We love it.
We build little sanctuaries for our TVs. People call them armoires, but the little worship things that you can open up and light your incense and watch TV. Right now, there's some people listening go, that's not funny.
No.
The Amish people are listening, saying that.
Oh, I don't think Amish people have electricity at all to even listen to a podcast.
That's why you can make that joke.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh.
They're not offended.
Oh,
see?
Oh. So no one somewhere is going, Heimish, it's okay.
Yeah.
What do you do with this computer?
Don't.
What?
Heimish.
Wow,
that's the weirdest name.
No, ever. That's probably an Amish name.
I think it is.
Amish.
Amish?
Yeah.
I think that's something you eat.
That's hummus.
Oh,
hummus.
Sorry, my
which
bad.
Which is good on a Ritz.
Oh, whatever. You can have my hummus. I'll give you my hummus.
Okay, TV shows.
Yes.
We're coming to the season finale of what would have been a great television season, except for the writer's strike.
Oh, you know, but we got over the strike, which is good because I'm going to tell you, the finale to The Office was phenomenal.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny. I laughed hard.
That was good. But I will say, though, the TV shows have been kind of bleh.
You think so?
Bleh.
All of them?
My Name is Earl. I like that show, you know.
I didn't care so much when he was in the coma. But yeah, now that he's out,
yeah.
It's been pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I've enjoyed The Office.
American Idol.
American Idol has been good.
Isn't it funny, though, like Ryan Seacrest always start out, you know, this is the best season ever, the most talented season of contestants.
If you've missed any of it, yeah.
And then you really get down to it, and you're like, can't, you know, when Brooke left, which poor Brooke.
Oh, gosh, she just scared.
Oh, boy, just trembling like
but
a.
So talented.
Yeah.
So talented. Scared to death.
Scared to death. She would miss a note, and it was like.
Like a lab rat who'd been shocked. She'd start playing that piano like, if I hit a wrong note, they may shock me.
It was just really sad to watch.
So talented.
So talented.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, she seems so nice.
Very
nice. And you know who may have been nicer than her?
Who?
Her husband. Every time they'd show him in the crowd, I was like, you know, he may be nicer than she is. Saisha lasted longer than I thought, but she's done a great job. That's Tim coming in. We're recording live from Tim's house.
Tim Antone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's helping us with our product and stuff like that.
Newest member of the Skit Guy family.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And apparently doesn't understand to be quiet during the podcast.
Can't help it.
But we're in his house, though.
Yeah. So yeah, we've been filming some stuff. We've been filming a Father's Day video.
Father's Day video. We just wrapped up filming for Volume 3 of You Teach.
Yep.
Which has been really fun.
Yep.
And
You Teaches have been fun.
You Teaches are really... I'm so excited about them.
It's good stuff.
It really is. I'm shocked that people watch our stuff.
Yeah, or want to use it.
Yeah.
It just blows me away. Yeah.
Oh, we did a Mother's Day video.
Mother's Day video was funny.
Yeah, you can watch it. You can watch it at skitguys.com. Go by, watch the Mother's Day video.
Yeah, we got the sweetest email from, we put up the Mother's Day video.
Yeah.
And a student wrote in saying, I was really mad at my mom
because
she wouldn't let me go to this dance.
Yeah.
Me and my mom.
Wait, that was mine. I was mad at my mom because she wouldn't let me go to a dance. She's that way.
Uh-huh.
She's on my
show. Me and my mom.
Sorry.
What's her name?
Sure, Mamie. I don't know.
I was wanting a Amish name. I was mad at my mom. She wouldn't let me go to the dance.
Right.
We watched your video. We laughed.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at her anymore.
Yeah.
Is that not just sweet?
Yeah.
Aw.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it's awesome. We've
And then here. She snuck out with the dance.
No, she didn't.
Stop. Joking. I'm joking.
You know, we really have, though. We've received a few emails here lately of folks who've watched a video or something and told us what it meant to them. And, oh, I love that.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for communicating and just telling us the good or the bad. You know, like that one person that said we repeat our podcast.
Yes.
We're repeating stuff.
Oh, that's crazy talk.
Oh, we don't repeat.
I need documented proof.
We don't repeat.
No. We don't repeat. Okay, so let's talk about TV shows.
Oh, American Idol. Down to David Archuleta and Scared Boy. No, Archuleta.
David Archuleta. He seems a little frightened.
He does.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be Ryan. David, how you feel about tonight?
I'm so thankful. I give my son eyes.
You sang another song that sounded like it could be part of the Lion King soundtrack. How do you feel about that?
Now you're getting mean. Now you're being
Why?
Mean.
Why?
Because it's his thing. He's the ballad boy.
Uh-huh.
It's the ballad boy or the guy that's going to win.
I just feel like every time he sings, like somebody from PBS should go, we're raising money for the station today.
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
If you like David Archuleta, give us a call and keep us on the air.
Light those lights.
And then he goes into...
You know, public TV doesn't happen all on its own. It happens because of you. Yeah. Now we're going to watch 55 episodes of Doctor Who. It's a who-a-thon.
Sorry. Funny to us. Funny to us.
And offensive to that one guy who listens to our podcast that likes Doctor Who.
So who do you think is going to win?
David. I think David is going to win. I really do.
They're both named David. David Cook or David Archuleta?
Well, I voted for the first time ever.
You did?
Last week.
Who did you vote for?
David Cook.
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, I sent 5 text messages.
You did not.
I did.
You did not.
5 text messages. I've never, ever, ever voted for American
Idol.
You
and half of the 11-year-olds in this country sent.
What? No, that's for David Archuleta. I voted for David Cook.
All right.
Vote for David Cook.
Who do you think is going to win?
Honestly? I didn't. You know what? Honestly. I had not even watched it, and I voted for him. I had T-voted.
Hmm. Who do you think is going to win?
David Cook.
You think he's
going to win? I'm speaking it into existence. He's going to win. Mm. He should win. He is original. Mm. He's innovative. Mm-hmm. He's creative. Mm-hmm. He's talented.
He wears boots that look weird.
He wears boots.
They look weird, though.
Yeah.
They're kind of... They look like elf shoes.
You're right. Okay, well, your favorite Archuleta should win then. I know you're an Archuleta fan.
You know what? I was a Brooke fan, but I knew she wasn't the best.
Yeah.
You know?
Who do you think should win?
I think... You know who I think
should win?
Jennifer Hudson should win American Idol. That's who should win.
Well,
Jennifer Hudson.
We'll all have to tune in and see if that happens, Captain Stupid.
Captain Stupid.
All right.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's funny. Any other TV shows?
Oh, gosh. Lost?
Oh, I love Lost.
You know what?
Oh,
I got really concerned.
Oh, no, no.
They went through this period of going back and forth in time to where I was like, where are you going? If I'm lost watching it, I can't watch it. But then, just reined it in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so good. Yeah.
It's good. It makes me want to be in a plane crash.
Oh, that's over. No, dude, I can't believe you just said that.
I'm just saying what I was thinking.
That's worse than me talking about Amish people.
Oh, stop it.
No, really, seriously.
They're not going to be in a plane crash.
Okay. Well, you know what?
Yep.
This is my favorite part of our podcast.
Oh.
It is now time for...
Friendship Flashback.
Okay, this being a repeat... Fresh. Podcast.
Yeah, repeat free.
Yeah, so...
Repeat free.
So, give me you had a friendship flashback?
I did. You know, we're getting... You know, summer's coming up.
Summer is crazy.
We're doing some camps.
We're doing camps.
And it reminded me of the very first summer...
Reminded him of the very
that
first...
That you and I went somewhere together. You remember? It was the summer of 1989.
Oh, wow. We were young.
Yeah, we were young.
We went to California.
Yeah.
Went to Saddleback Church.
Spent the summer working at Saddleback.
We were just interns. We were pups.
We were pups.
We did skits all summer.
Right.
Yeah.
And there was this moment where you had done something offensive.
To you?
Yes.
In your mind?
Well, but that's enough. And we were praying. Do you remember that story?
It was our last show before we went to California.
Yeah. Oh, and that's right.
It was our last gig before we were about to go on a plane.
Yeah.
And we did it in Oklahoma City.
Right.
And, we try to pray before. We still do.
Was that a Village Baptist Church?
I don't know.
Because something else happened there.
It was like in a gymnasium or something.
That was the one. That's the Daniel son.
No. No, that wasn't.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, that was another friendship flash.
Oh, we'll tell that another time.
Yeah. We always try to pray before and after and say, God be with us and God, thank you.
Yes.
So we're in this little broom closet before we go on.
Right, because that's where you put skit guys before the show. Put them in the closet.
We're still teenagers. And I guess maybe I had sinned pretty bad that week or something.
More than likely so.
Yeah, and you were appalled by it or something.
Yes, as I should have been.
So... We're holding hands, and we're praying.
Right.
And Tommy, what do you do?
I prayed, dear God.
Dear God.
If either one of us. Has done something, what was it, offensive?
Or sinful. Or has any sin to confess.
Yeah, that was it. Any sin to confess, then let us do that now. Okay. And then I gave an appropriate time of silence for you to chime in and confess.
And I had no idea what it was. I mean, it wasn't like I had done something horribly bad or...
Right.
But I remember, looking at you. I remember, looking up at you going, what is this dude doing?
And I didn't know you were looking at me because I was in the presence of the Lord.
I was in the broom closet.
Yes.
I could not believe it. And so I was like... And it was quiet. Then I was, amen. And I'm like, okay.
And I knew it would be a horrible show because you were wrong with the Lord. To this day, I always try to give us an opportunity for you to make confession.
We still do that. We still talk about that.
I know.
It's funny. So that's our friendship flashback.
Yes.
It's a good one.
It is.
That's part of our heritage right there.
It's who we are.
It's part of who we are. That's a good one. Okay, here's since Memorial Day is coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just blown away. There are people, like in Iraq, that listen to our podcast.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, here's one from a guy named Bryce. He says, "Hey, guys, the podcast rock. I'm currently deployed to Iraq, and you guys help keep it comical in the sandbox."
Oh, this is Bryce. This is, I think they call him Moose Man.
Is that what they call him?
I think so. I think he's Moose Man.
Keeping it comical in the sandbox.
So apparently he's working at a preschool over there.
No, no.
He said sandbox.
No, no. And here's a great thing, okay?
Yeah.
We sent him some DVDs.
What?
We sent him
you some, didn't run that by me.
We sent him some DVDs. Yeah. Okay. And then he writes, says, "Hey guys, I'm the soldier in Iraq that you sent DVDs to a few months ago. I just want to say thank you. My roommate and I finally got a chance to sit down together and watch a couple of your videos. And I can't remember the last time that we laughed that hard. Your videos just help us forget where we are for a bit. After we saw one of those videos, my roommate was like, wow, that has an awesome message. Thanks for doing what you guys do." Is that not cool? I mean, I never would have thought, well, A, that the DVDs would have gotten to Iraq, but B, like they watched them. Are you crying?
No.
I haven't read you that email?
No.
Are you crying?
No, I knew we said stuff. I just didn't know I didn't know the rest of the story.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah. You know what? Nobody listening to this would have known that I was...
You're crying.
I have.
You're crying.
Nobody would... If you just would have been quiet and just moved on...
It's okay to cry, buddy.
Just move on to the next... Okay. You know what? Okay. Thank you. Thank you to all of our men and women who are in the service and are serving our country. Thank you so much. And if you're listening to this podcast and maybe somebody that is near or dear to you has passed away in serving our country as we approach Memorial Day, thank you and God bless you.
Okay, here's an email. Okay,
yeah.
Have you heard this email about, you know, it's about a soldier called, okay, listen to this, okay?
Let's see.
It says, "Last week I was in Atlanta, Georgia, attending a conference. I went to the back to the airport to return home. And then I heard these people clap and cheer. And then all of a sudden..."
Was that when we got to Atlanta?
No. Oh, no. Sorry. No. "Moving to the terminal was a group of soldiers in their camos. As they began heading to their gate, everyone..." Well, almost everyone...
Does it ever freak you out when the soldiers wear their camos in the airport? Like, maybe they're fighting in the airport?
No, I never thought that, Tony. No.
Okay, I'm sorry. No.
Yeah. So anyway, they're in the airport. People are cheering and clapping for them. And when I saw the soldiers, it says probably 30 to 40 of them being applauded and cheered. It hit me. I'm not alone. I'm not the only red-blooded American who still loves the country and supports our troops.
That's right.
So then it goes on to say, this email says, "So we're clapping, and just when I thought I could not be more proud of our country, a young girl, not more than 6 or 7 years old, ran up to one of the male soldiers, kneeled down, and said hi."
Oh, that's nice.
"The little girl then asked him if he would give something." Oh, God. "The little girl then asked him if he would give something to her daddy for her. The young soldier, who didn't look any older than maybe 22, said he would try, and what did she want to give her daddy?"
What was it?
"Then suddenly the little girl grabbed the neck of the soldier, gave him the biggest hug she could muster, and then kissed him on the cheek. The mother of the little girl, who said her daughter's name was Courtney, told the young soldier that her husband was a Marine and had been in Iraq for 11 months now. As the mom was explaining how much her daughter Courtney missed her father, the young soldier began to tear up."
Yeah, like you.
Okay, just finish it. Read some of it.
You finish it.
"When this temporarily single mom was done..."
What single mom?
Temporarily. "When the single mom was done explaining the situation..."
Her husband's... She's not a single mom because her husband is still alive. He's just in Iraq.
Right. Well, temporary. Stop. I can't say the word.
Right. Just move on. How about just say this mom?
"This mom was done explaining her situation. All the soldiers huddled together for a brief second. Then one of the other servicemen pulled out a military-looking
gun.
No.
What?
No.
I'm sorry. This is going somewhere I didn't expect.
No.
I'm sorry.
"Pulled out a military walkie-talkie.
Well, those are the big ones.
They started playing with the device and talking back and forth to it. After about 10
minutes. Not even responding to the little girl.
After, golly! After about 10 to 15 seconds of this, the young soldier walked back over to Courtney, bent down and said this to her. I spoke to your daddy and he told me to give this to you. He then hugged this little girl that he had just met and gave her a kiss on the cheek. He finished by saying, your daddy told me to tell you that he loves you more than anything and he is coming home very soon. The mom at this point was crying almost uncontrollably, and as the young soldier stood to his feet, he saluted Courtney and her mom. I was staying no more than 6 feet away from this entire event.
You were?
The person reading the email.
You're the person reading the email.
That wrote the email. Sorry. You want to finish this?
As the soldier began to leave, heading towards their gate, people resumed their applause. And as I stood there applauding and looking around, there were very few dry eyes, including my own. That young soldier, in one of the last acts of selfishness, turned around and, shut up, and blew a kiss to Courtney with a tear rolling down his cheek.
Who's crying now?
That soldier.
Isn't that a good story?
That's a great story.
Oh, man, that's a great story. Woo! You know what, Podians? It's okay for skit guys to cry.
That's right. There's nothing wrong with that.
Ooh.
Because skit kind of sounds like sissy.
Well, to close out this podcast.
If you're still listening after that, dribble.
I got some tears, though. I got some tears. Okay, last email. This is a great one. This has kind of been like an email one.
Yeah. Well, we've had some really neat emails here lately.
Okay.
And if you sent an email a long time ago, that doesn't mean it wasn't neat, too.
We just forget.
Yeah.
We'll
repeat ourselves.
Ashley Walker wrote this. About 2 weeks ago, I attended Celebrate Life just to have some fun and play some basketball. Then when they told us that we had some skit guys coming,
yeah,
I was like, oh, great, some more old guys trying to be funny with corny jokes and skits.
No, older we get, the more that perception is around.
But it was different with you guys. I actually listened and paid attention. By the time it was the second day for us to worship and see you guys again, I couldn't wait and I was so excited. But this time it was more serious and that scared me because I know that I haven't been that serious with God ever. I couldn't help but feel guilty.
Yeah, he needed me to come in and pray with him.
I'm reading something.
And give him a moment.
I'm reading something that Ashley wrote. This has nothing to do with me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
Then Tommy started singing. I could sing of your love forever, and everyone started joining in. I did too. I started to burst into tears, and I couldn't understand why. After that service, I went back to my room and prayed with some of my friends and my sister. And that day, I rededicated my life to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank you guys for giving me that closeness with God once again.
You know,
is that not a great email?
We joke about a lot of stuff. But can I just tell you, that's honestly why we do what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
So, thanks for having us into your lives. Thanks for watching our videos. And
thanks for your feedback and just your encouragement. We really mean that.
Well, have a great day, and we'll see you next time on our podcast.
Yeah, hey, next time for the friendship flashback, we should tell that story about when we were praying together.
We've already talked about that. That would be repeating. Okay, we're going to go now.
Bye.